NPR.
So, Darian, it has been a confusing and very chaotic last couple of months in Congress, no doubt.
They couldn't even pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which the president...
Core infrastructure legislation hostage...
Legislation was basically hold one hostage over the other.
There is a huge infrastructure bill for things like ports and highways, and there's also a social spending bill, which proposes things like cheaper prescriptions and an expanded child tax credit. And as politicians argue among themselves, we've seen redrafts, voting delayed, and a lot of frustration in Congress.
All or nothing policy demands.
Making this process quite difficult. You know, there was.
It is really not playing fair.
All of this sounds very chaotic and just sort of like the big mire of politics. But, Darian, there is a science underneath it all. The golden threads of logic do run through this tapestry of debate. There is a branch of economics, in fact, that looks at this kind of thing and can help explain what each side of the Democratic Party is doing in these tussles over the spending bills. And it is called game theory. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darian Woods. Today on the show, how politicians in Congress are using game theory to get what they want.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Capital One Auto Navigator can help you find a car, get pre-qualified instantly, and see your real monthly payment without impacting your credit score. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. More at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator. This message comes from NPR sponsor Plaid. If you're building a finance app or service, Plaid is the easiest way to get started. With Plaid's API, your users can securely connect their bank account to your app in as little as 7 seconds. Get started at plaid.com/NPR.
So game theory is this branch of economics, and it tends to come up in situations where there are conflicts and negotiations, places like in Congress, and also, of course, in the movies.
Like in this scene from the classic film The Princess Bride. In the movie, the princess's rescuer brings out 2 goblets of wine, and the kidnapper has to figure out where the poison is.
But it's so simple. All I have to do is divine from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison into his own goblet or his enemy's? Now, a clever man would put the poison into his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
Is he bluffing? Are they bluffing? Are they not bluffing?
Or is he bluffing that he's bluffing that he's bluffing? Which is like the negotiations in Congress at the moment. It's situations like these that it gets so complicated that you almost need mathematics and computer simulations to figure out what the best strategy is. And that is where, non-ironically, the game theorists come in, like Kevin Zollman. He's a game theorist at Carnegie Mellon.
I'm the author of The Game Theorist's Guide to Parenting, a book about applying game theory to some of the toughest strategic situations we face being parents.
So Kevin has all these strategies to help kids share with each other or to play nicely in the backseat of the car.
Don't cross the imaginary line. And speaking of getting others to play nicely, we asked Kevin what the heck is going on with these spending bills. Why aren't these bills passing, even though the Democratic Party has a majority in the House of Representatives and in the Senate? Like, why can't they get themselves together to agree and pass this bill?
Kevin says that the progressive and moderate wings of the Democratic Party are using game theory against each other. And to understand the game, you need to map out politicians' incentives. Game theory maps those out using grids or decision trees with numbers and even artificial intelligence models to work out what everyone's best strategy is. It's math weighing up risks and rewards to figure out how to act based on everyone's incentives. And Kevin says that Democratic politicians' incentives are, well, getting reelected.
each of them has an incentive, private incentive, from their own voters to be hardline in opposite directions. So the conservative side has an incentive to try and appear more conservative than they would really like. And the liberal side would have the incentive to appear more liberal than they really like. And then what happens is they end up failing to compromise on a thing that they both would like, precisely because they're each sort of pursuing their own private interests.
Then, once the incentives are mapped out, each politician has a question.
The question that both sides are facing right now is, are the threats from the other side credible? Would you really opt to not do a policy that you would like because it doesn't include everything that you want?
Right. So threats. Now, just how credible a threat is, that is one of the key considerations in game theory. For instance, if the other side is going to do what they are threatening to do, like break their toys and hurt everyone, you know, you might think twice about upsetting them and be more tempted to give them what they want.
Yeah. So an example would be threatening to let the highway maintenance budget expire by refusing to vote yes on the infrastructure bill. Kevin says that the politicians do have options there to make their threats more credible.
They're making public commitments. So they're saying things out loud, you know, on news programs and in social media saying, I will vote against that.
Take Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She went on TV to publicly talk about whether she'd vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
We will not support bipartisan legislation without a reconciliation bill.
The reconciliation bill, also known as the big social spending bill. And also Joe Manchin on CNN. He was asked whether Chuck Schumer would have his vote on that social spending reconciliation bill.
He will not have my vote on 3.5, and Chuck knows that. And we've talked about this.
And by making a public commitment to something, a politician is sort of, in a certain sense, tying themselves to the mast, or at least imposing a very high cost on if they go back on it. Because now they're, you know, they've done the worst thing a politician can do, which is to say they're going to do one thing and then do the other.
And this feeling that in Washington, everything is kind of spiraling out of control, that is not an accident. Kevin Zollman says this is called brinkmanship.
Brinkmanship is that each side is sort of trying to create a crisis in order to get a thing that they prefer as a resolution.
Like actually trying to create a crisis.
Trying to create a crisis. Exactly. So that's the goal.
And look, I mean, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye.
Until a pothole doesn't get filled. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because the infrastructure didn't pass the other day, the highway maintenance budget, it briefly expired. I mean, it was then reinstated, but it goes to show there are real world consequences to these games. Also, the midterm elections are coming up, and this protracted Democratic infighting is presumably not endearing to a lot of voters.
The danger is, of course, if two sides are both engaging in brinkmanship, they're both sort of trying to create different crises. You may end up with a lot of crises all at once, and it may end up backfiring.
Kevin Zollman is watching the debates in Washington, and he's hoping all of this brinkmanship will not push us, like, over the brink. And he has a message to politicians from the mouth of a game theorist that, you know, while game theory is about conflict, it is also ultimately about cooperation. And he says, you know, something that can seem like an I win, you lose, you know, like a zero-sum game situation, it doesn't always need to be that way.
They need to remember that they have other cares, too. They want to live in a country that's a good country. They have values, presumably, that led them to want to be politicians. They also care about making the world a better place.
Look, unlike in a simple math equation, politicians can talk to each other. They can find compromises and maybe even strike a deal.
Believe, Darian, believe. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Julia Ritchie with help from Isaac Rodriguez. It was fact-checked by Taylor Washington. Viet Le is our senior producer. Kate Concannon edits the show. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.